Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We are talking Browns right now, and I think that we can sit here, and at times we get focused on where the Browns are at locally in Dubai. I think it's very good to hear a national perspective, the view of Dylan Gabriel, the view of Kevin Stefanski, and everything in between. And to get it done, let's go out to the fan hotline. Covers the NFL for Sports Illustrated. Our good friend Matt Verderam joins us now. Matt, what's going on?
How you guys doing?
We're doing, honestly, we could be doing better if we're being 100% honest. It's the Browns, right? It's what we live with. It's 2-6 right now. It's not exactly all going smoothly and somehow, some way, despite us kind of expecting 2-6, it's also looked way worse than that.
Well, listen, that's what happens when you have the quarterback situation that's currently going on in Cleveland. You know, it's one thing to lose and be exciting. It's another thing to lose when you just feel like it's a real uphill battle to score 17 points.
So, I mean, give me the outside, the national view, what you've seen out of Dylan Gabriel in the first four games.
I mean, you know, to be honest, he looks like a rookie. He looks like a guy who is kind of fighting it, and that's going to be, you know, expected. Do I think he's a franchise quarterback? No, I don't. I think he is potentially a backup quarterback. I think he's got upside. I wouldn't close the door on it and say, oh, there's no way he could ever become more than that. It's also hard to say, you know, when you're looking at a team that it's not a team chock full of weapons. Although I will say, if you're a Browns fan and you're looking for upside, I really think their rookie class is as good as any rookie class in the NFL. That is meaningful for a team that for years was just blow through first round picks and never hit. This year, not in so much, I mean, look, Mason Grant's been very good, but it's more, you know, the Schlesingers of the world. And, you know, you look at Fannin and see a guy who, you know, that guy's a real tight end. He could really play. You look at the backfield and the talent there and a guy like a Judkins. So, look, I think Gabriel, is he the long-term answer? I don't think so, but I think there's a lot of long-term answers out of that rookie class.
So, I mean, if we're looking at the quarterback spot, then do you think that there's a chance playing Shedeur Sanders would make this offense look any better, or are the problems just bigger than the quarterback spot right now?
Yeah, I think the problems are bigger than the quarterback spot. And look, I'm not saying that Shedeur Sanders couldn't come in there and be better. Maybe he could be, right? I mean, it's impossible for anybody to sit there and say whether it would or wouldn't be at least better. But, you know, I would say that Sanders was the third-string quarterback going into the season for a reason. Like, he, just like Gabriel, a rookie. And also, I think, look, it's a lot to pick up. It's a lot to take on. You know, I know in the preseason there were a lot of national voices like, why is he only playing 13 reps? And why is he playing with these guys who are going to get cut? It's like, well, because he's a third-string quarterback. Like, they're not going to play starters with this guy in the third quarter of a preseason game. Like, that's insane. That's not going to happen. So I think realistically, look, does he get a shot this year? If you're Stefanski, you probably throw him in there at some point and say, let's see what the kid's got. But I think if you're a Browns fan expecting him to come in and just be the savior, it's a lot. There's a reason he went in the fifth round. There's a reason he's the third string quarterback. Like, if his name wasn't Shedeur Sanders and it was Johnny Smith, like, would you sit there and still have this clamoring to play him? Like, I don't know that you would. So, I think you will play at some point, but I don't think he's all of a sudden going to just, like, turn around the whole thing.
So, Matt, if we just look at it, trying to solve the quarterback spot, obviously we've seen reclamation projects have now success in the NFL and come out. Like Daniel Jones this year has obviously been a guy who was written off in New York and has looked really good in Indianapolis. Can the quarterback situation be figured out for the Browns any other way than the draft?
Yeah, it could. I think the draft is always the best bet, the best way to do it. If you look around the league, most top flight starting quarterbacks, they're drafted by other teams. Whether we're talking about Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Burrow, Hurts, Love, Herbert. You know, I mean, now there are some examples. Darnold's having a very good year. Obviously, he's bounced around. Mayfield has become a clear top 10 quarterback. He's bounced around. Matthew Stafford, a little bit of a different situation. He played for a long time in Detroit, then kind of his second act in L.A. So it is possible, but it's very hard to do. You kind of have to luck into it. And I know if you're sitting there as a Cleveland fan listening to this, you're probably like, we've drafted a bunch of guys and it hasn't worked out. And then we, you know, went out and got Watson. Obviously that hasn't worked out. But I think it is the draft. You have to find that guy, right? I mean, you have to just be able to scout well enough and do your diligence, do your homework, and find that player. Because, like, you find that guy in the NFL, things turn around real fast. You can find a franchise. That guy doesn't even have to be, you know, top three in the league. If you find the top 8 to 10 quarterback in the NFL, you are immediately respectable, if not flat out good. And that's, I think, going near the Browns this offseason coming up, you've got to sit there and go, look, that is the number one priority. Nothing else matters until that is fixed. If that's not fixed, the rest of the team could be a collection of all pros. Nothing's going to matter.
Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated with us here on the Fan Hotline. Switching gears and looking at Kevin Stefanski, obviously coming off of 3-14 last year, the struggles the offense have gone this year. Is he still viewed as a good head coach in your eyes?
He is to me, but look, at some point, if you're Haslam, you're going to say, look, we just want a fresh voice, you know, a fresh coat of paint, so to speak. And you wonder, like, if they were to move off Andrew Berry, does Stefanski just kind of have to go with him? Because you're going to hire a new GM, and then it becomes like Miami. Okay, they just fired Greer today. McDaniel, he's gone. You're not going to bring in a new GM, so you're stuck with this head coach. That's not going to happen. Stefanski's been there a long time. He has had some success. They've gone through the playoffs a few times. Obviously won a playoff game in Pittsburgh, 5 years ago. But at the same point, I totally understand the idea of, like, look, it's just time to turn over a new leaf. I think he can coach. I think if they could ever give the guy a quarterback, I think they can win. I mean, look, the 1 year that he had Baker was a little bit experienced and had good health. They were in the divisional round, and they played Kansas City, like, reasonably tough in that playoff game. But, you know, other than that year, it's either been the quarterback's been hurt, the quarterback's completely inexperienced, or the quarterback stinks. I don't care who you are. Like, you're not going to be able to coach that team to any kind of reasonable, consistent success.
So if you looked at Andrew Berry versus Kevin Stefanski right now, whose seat would you think would be hotter?
Berry. Because Berry, in my eyes, now, look, I know Jimmy Haslam also plays into this, and we all understand the mechanisms with it. But, like, Andrew Berry's the one who signed Deshaun Watson. And traded for him, then signed for an extension. Like, that was, to me, the pivot point for the Browns over the last 3 years. I mean, that sunk them. Everything else mattered very little compared to that move. That was an all-in move, and you couldn't have had it backfire anymore. And so, you know, look, I think this draft is really good, like I said. I think it's up there with any draft in the league this past year. But they've also had drafts under Berry where you've looked and gone, man, it's not enough. Like, now, part of that is because, again, the Watson trade, they didn't have some of their top picks. But I would say Berry's seat is higher than Stefanski's, although, again, I think they're also tied at the hip. Like, if you get rid of the GM, unless you bring in another GM who just loves Kevin Stefanski, that guy's probably going to want his own coach. You know, we just saw Tennessee move off of Brian Callahan. Well, why did they move off so quickly? Well, because Mike Borgonzi's a first-year GM. He didn't hire Brian Callahan. He doesn't want him. He doesn't want Brian Callahan as his coach. So, you know, I think in the NFL, a lot of times that GM coach, it's tied at the hip.
So if we're looking at it, do you think, obviously, you know, Jimmy Haslam during the offseason comes out and basically says, hey, like, I'm taking the Deshaun Watson stuff on to me, and
right,
literally gives Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski what feels like another chance. With another down year, if the Browns go out and win five or less games this year, can you still warrant both of those guys having their jobs and being in the building again next year?
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it becomes really tough to sell to the fan base, and that matters. You know, at some point, it's a hard sell to say, hey, come back in 2026, it's going to be different, and then they look, and it's the same guys in the same position. Now, of course, if you get a brand-new quarterback, and yeah, that's a game-changer. I think with Berry, it's just hard for me to feel like he's done a good job. Like, I can argue Stefanski's done a pretty good job considering the circumstances. I can't really argue that with Berry. Look, Myles Garrett is an unbelievable player. He is a first-ballot Hall of Famer. He had 5 sacks on Sunday. That's absurd. Unfortunately, they also lost by, like, 20 points in that game. Like, I look at Garrett and say, as great as he is, I thought it was a mistake extending him. Like, I would have just traded him and gotten a fortune for him. And I get it. Like, if you're a Browns fan, the last thing you want to do is not see 95 out there on Sunday. But if you can get 2 firsts, a second, and a fourth for that guy, at this point, by the time they can compete, he's gone. I just think you do it. And I think sometimes teams get so beholden to, like, well, he's the one guy, we can put him on the billboard, and I get it. And it's hard to criticize somebody for signing Myles Garrett to an extension. But I just think in some ways it was a little short-sighted. Like, they could have turned that. Like, I think the trade they made where they essentially trade out of the Travis Hunter pick, that is a terrific trade. Travis Hunter may turn into a great player. He's not one right now. And now the Browns are sitting there with their own first-round pick next year and Jacksonville's. And I think by the end of this, Jacksonville's going to pick it in the teens. Like, that was a really smart move, understanding where you are as a franchise. But the Garrett thing kind of flies in the face of that. I just feel like the Browns haven't really gone all in on one direction or the other for a long time.
Again, Matt Verderam, Sports Illustrated, with us. So the Browns came out and obviously said you got a better chance of winning the lottery right now than trading for Miles, or that's reports of what's coming out right now. Do you believe that? Do you feel like that's truth coming out of the Browns building right now?
Yeah, I do. Look, there's always the exception, right? I mean, if some team called them up and just said, yeah, here's 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and 2 fourths. Okay, yeah, I mean, I think the Browns would have to sit there and go, come on. I mean, at some point, your hand's almost forced, and you have to do that. But I think it would take an absolute godfather offer. And by the way, he's incredible. It should take an offer that you're just blown away by. But if I'm the Browns, like, I am ultimately looking into any and all trades because I need to stockpile draft capital. I want to have maximum flexibility both with the cap and in the draft. Most importantly, in the draft, I need to be able to go into that draft, whether it's Andrew Berry or it's another general manager, in the next couple of years in the draft, be able to say, okay, I've got multiple firsts, multiple seconds. I've got 3 fifths to 2 sevenths. Like, I need to be able to maneuver and get the guys that we need and complement this young core that I think they have with some of these draft picks that they've gotten this year. Like, that needs to be of paramount importance. And so, look, if a team called up and said, we'll give you a first and a third for Garrett, no, I wouldn't do it. But if some team calls up and says two firsts plus, I'm taking that phone call. Like, at some point, that is more valuable than maybe two more years of Pete Miles Garrett.
Matt, let's shift gears here. Let's look at the scope of the NFL. Just last segment, we were sitting here, and I played something from Tua after their loss, where he goes through and basically talks about the Baltimore crowd noise playing an effect into the game in a home Miami game. I mean, just cooked is the Miami franchise right now between Tua, McDaniel. You mentioned they just fired their GM. How do you go through and even reconcile with that?
He needs to stop talking. Like, really, genuinely, if I was Mike McDaniel, I would sit him down and tell him, from now on, you get up there, you're the most boring interview I'll ever give a three-word answer. That is it. Like, you need to stop, whether it's blaming the fans, whether it's throwing every teammate you have under the bus about not showing up to players-only meetings. Like, he just needs to stop. He's been awful. He has been awful this season. And everybody in Cleveland had a front row seat to that when he's out there throwing three picks and looked like he didn't belong in the league. Like, he was horrific. And that's basically what he's been this year. McDaniel, I don't want to get into pretend to get into the man's head here. He just looks defeated. And who could blame him? I'd be defeated if I was Mike McDaniel right now. He just looks like he doesn't have answers. And quite honestly, look, he doesn't have answers. They don't have the roster for it. Even if Tyreek Hill had been healthy, okay. You have him and you have Dalen Wilde, and what? Devon Achane's a terrific running back. The offensive line is so at best. They have no depth on offense. Defensively, they're a tire fire. They've got Phillips, who's a nice player. He's hurt all the time. Same thing with Chubb. You know, I like Jordan Brooks as much as the next guy, but Jordan Brooks isn't Bobby Wagner in his prime. Like, they don't have the requisite talent in a conference. So let's just be real. Even though the Bills are not quite as strong as they normally are, you have Allen, you have Mahomes in the Chiefs, you have all these, Burrow when he's healthy, Lamar now that he's back in business. Like, I just think if you're the Dolphins, you need to see a house cleaning. You need to accept the fact that you're nowhere near contention. And frankly, I think what's going to happen, at the end of this year, McDaniel's going to be gone. And if they can get rid of Tua after this year, they will. I think he's maybe there for one more season. But the Dolphins, a rebuild is coming down at Southridge.
All right, looking at the AFC North, Ravens obviously just picked up a win to go to 3-5. Would you be taking them still to win the AFC North?
Yes, I would. Their schedule's not hard. They play a bunch of teams coming up that you would think they'd beat. Look, they're getting healthy. The defense, you look at the score yesterday, and it's kind of a little bit of fool's gold. Like, Miami moved the ball like crazy for half of that game, but they're Miami, and they scored 6 points. But the defense is better. The offense now with Lamar obviously is going to be much better. And combined with the schedule, Now, I will say this. They have put themselves in a massive hole. And Pittsburgh doesn't have a crazy hard schedule. They do have a hard game this weekend against Indianapolis. The big thing is going to be those two games head-to-head for those two teams. Like, if Pittsburgh can split them, they're in a really good position. If Pittsburgh can't split them, and they lose both to Baltimore, then I don't know. I don't know what the path is really. The Steelers to me are a team that defensively are non-competitive, and so you're just in this position where you've got to score 30 points every week. And I like some of their players. I think Warren's an underrated back, a lot of stuff, but Rodgers is literally throwing for like 3 air yards a pass attempt right now. Like, it's just, it's hard to score big volume points when you're just dinking and dunking. So, yeah, I think Baltimore, all things equal, I do think that I would take them to find a way to win the division.
Matt, we got to run, but I always appreciate you setting aside the time. Always good to talk to you. And, well, I would make some smart comment about the Browns maybe being better in the second half, but I don't have anything loaded up.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yep, no doubt. Thanks, Matt. Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated with us there on the Fan Hotline. We're going to react to what he had to say as well. A very damning quote about Kevin Stefanski. Would he want out of town more than fans would actually want him out of town? It's coming your way in 5 minutes right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.